I woke to the sound of pounding on the front door. I peeled one eye open, then the other. The entire room swirled around me. I squeezed my eyes shut, took a deep breath, and then cracked them open again. The faded orange sheet that separated my bed from the rest of the loft glared down at me. Memories surfaced in bits and pieces. After I was fired, I'd gambled away the rest of my money, and then I'd found myself at a dive bar. At least I hadn't needed any money there. The kind of men who frequented those types of places were so predictable, and as expected, they were eager to keep me drinking. I was in my bedroom, which meant at least I hadn't gone home with any of them. I glanced at the empty bed beside me. Thankfully, it looked like I hadn't brought home any strays either. The furious knocking persisted. "Hannah, can you get it?" I mumbled. There was no response from her side of the loft. Even though I'd said it quietly, she would have heard me if she was home, because the curtain walls did little to muffle sound. I bit my lower lip. It was rare that I blacked out and couldn't remember anything, although I did have one vivid memory from last night. Me, standing in the street, screaming at the startled driver of a white sedan. I accused him of following me and flipped him off before I dove for the sidewalk to puke. Maybe the visitor would go away. I lay in bed, staring up at the disturbingly large spiderweb that draped from the high ceiling. I didn't want to answer the door, if only because it would probably aggravate my unwanted visitor just as much as their knocking was aggravating me. But the banging chiseled at my resolve as it continued rhythmically in time with the pounding of yet another hangover headache. Grunting, I rolled out of bed. I gave myself a quick glance in the floor-length mirror I had propped up against the exposed brick wall. I was still wearing my uniform from last night, the white blouse and black satin pants, minus the casino-issued vest, of course. I ran my fingers through my dull, shoulder-length brown hair and used a finger to rub away the smudged mascara under my equally dull brown eyes. Eyes that were bloodshot and familiar. I looked so much like my mother in this moment. Disheveled, hungover, and alone. I tore myself away from the mirror, pushing aside these troubling thoughts. "I'm coming," I called out as I shuffled across the loft. "What do you want?" I snapped as I swung open the door. But it wasn't Carl, the pot-bellied building manager who usually only showed up when rent was due or to act out a pathetic half-attempt at a booty call. It wasn't my ex-boyfriend, Ben, either, who was equally likely to show up in the wee hours of the morning, begging me to take him back. It was the man from Amrita's art show, the one I'd slept with. The man I stole from.
"Good morning, Reagan. Looks like you had another late night."
His eyes roamed my body, and I felt the familiar sensation of nausea roiling in my stomach.
"Simon, I hadn't expected to see you again."
I would not bring up the money if he didn't. If he did, I would pretend to be offended, slap him, and slam the door in his face. My plan was foolproof. His brows knit together.
"Sylvain."
"What?"
"My name is Sylvain."
A flash of irritation crossed his face. He'd always seemed aloof and unaffected by everything. At least that was the impression I'd gotten during the few hours I'd known him, although I'd been half-drunk for most of that time, so I couldn't trust any of my initial impressions of him. I looked him up and down.
"Sorry."
I didn't sound like I meant it. I gnawed at my lower lip as worry set in. Sylvain could be dangerous. He could go to the police and have charges brought against me. I probably shouldn't be pissing him off, at least not any more than I already had.